From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued another warning to North Korea.
And if he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it. And he will regret it fast.
An editorial Friday in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. On Guam, Gus Aflege says he is not used to the North Korean threat and that that is not new.
With the military present here, I'm pretty sure we're safe.
In South Korea's capital of Seoul, Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened to turn it into a sea of fire and has thousands of artillery units in place along the border to do so. But those living in the capital say these threats have lost their power to frighten or shock. A lawmaker from Pakistan's ruling party says the wife of deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will run for a seat in the parliament. It's the same seat that was left vacant after her husband was disqualified from office by the country's Supreme Court for concealing assets. Asif Kirmani says Sharif's wife, Kulsoom Nawaz, submitted her nomination on Friday in the city of Lahore. The election is slated to take place next month. Lawmaker Shahid Khakan Abbasi replaced the three-time Prime Minister Sharif after the Supreme Court's ruling on July 28th. This is VOA News.